You're listening to SBS News.
At a closed-door meeting with business leaders in Hong Kong, Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam said she had caused unforgivable havoc in the city. An audio recording of the meeting has been leaked.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit. Having made a deep apology, is to step down. So I make a plea to you for your forgiveness.
Hong Kong has been convulsed by sometimes violent protests and mass demonstrations since June in response to a proposed law by Ms. Lam's administration that would allow people suspected of crimes on the mainland to be extradited to face trial in Chinese courts. The law's been shelved, but Ms. Lam has been unable to end the upheaval. Large demonstrations racked the city again over the weekend. Hong Kong authorities officially condemned the protesters' actions at the city's international airport and the mass transit railway on Sunday. Matthew Cheong Kin Chong, the chief secretary for the Hong Kong administration, promised that the protesters will face punishment.
People from all walks of life should make a clean break with violence and condemn violent protesters' brutal behaviour in the strongest terms. The government will bring each and every single criminal to justice and firmly support the police to enforce the law decisively against violence and illegal acts, ensure residents' safety and rights, and punish all criminals according to law.
Ms. Lam assured the business group that Beijing does not have a deadline to end the protests, even though China will be celebrating the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic on October the 1st. She says Beijing does not want to lose all its gains in recent years with an authoritarian crackdown on Hong Kong, and they're very patient.
They care about the country's international profile. It has taken China a long time to build up to that sort of international profile and to have some say, not only being a big economy, but a responsible big economy. So to forsake all those positive developments is clearly not on the agenda. But they are willing to play long. They are willing to play long. So you have no short-term solution. Hong Kong suffers. You lose tourism, economy, you lose your IPOs, and so, but can't do much about it. But after everything has been settled, the country will be there to help.
In the meantime, Ms. Lam admitted that she's become a prisoner in her own city.
It's extremely difficult for me to go out. I have not been on the streets, not in the shopping malls, can't go to a hair salon, can't do anything, because my whereabouts will be spread around the social media, the Telegram, the Lin Dan Huang. And you could expect a big crowd of black t-shirts and black mask young people waiting for me.
Ms. Lam says that in her current situation, attempting to serve both Beijing and Hong Kong, she has very little room for manoeuvre. Alan Lee, SBS News.